The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rechter.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9, and on Facebook Live, and 10 to 11 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning.
Beautiful week, except
gorgeous, gorgeous morning.
When we get rained out Wednesday, I guess it was.
It was supposed to be some Monday and then Tuesday, but we had some rain, yeah.
And rain on, was it Wednesday?
Yeah, rain Wednesday day. Yeah. And it quit halfway through the day.
Yeah, but it came down pretty hard that night, the night before. But anyway, we had our weekly rain, and now this week, I think they're talking 20 or 30% every day. Mm-hmm. That's 80 or 70% it won't. So,
kind of moving toward the end of May, where you're supposed to be getting some thunderstorms and stuff. But if the weather don't warm up, it ain't going
to. It's gotten cold for May. I had to listen to my wife for the last 4 days. She actually had to turn the heat on the other night.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't do that, did you?
You thought she'd had to give up blood or something.
Well, it was 40 degrees the other morning. But today is, was it 47 I saw when I got out?
So 47 yesterday and 42.
That's nice.
42 was a little chilly.
Like I say, I love these days when you know you're going to be able to take this long sleeve shirt off this afternoon. It's going to be nice.
Well, by mid
75 today.
Mid-May and 42 degrees at night's a little much.
Yeah. But, you know, but about another month, you'll be wanting this back.
I told her last night when she came in fussing, I said, I don't have a thing to do with it. You need to call upstairs and see what he's got to say because I have no clue.
Yeah.
But anyway, I get you were telling me y'all had an awesome week. Well, we had an awesome week, and we're really privileged this morning. We got a special guest today, one of our sponsors for the show, and thank you very much for that. It's Mr. Michael Harris with AirTech of York County. Now, we were talking before, there's a bunch of different names floating around, and not all of them are you.
That's correct.
But it's AirTech with a T-E-K instead of T-E-C-H, so I guess I was wrong all these years because I've been listening to his ads forever. So, anyway, good morning, Michael.
Good morning to y'all. Thanks
good
for
to have you with us this morning. Tell us a little bit about AirTech of York County.
Of course, AirTech's a local company, small company. Word of mouth. We like to keep with our community and everything. You know, we're service, sales, and installation company operated by someone local. So, you know, just staying busy out here with everybody.
Yeah. Do you do more residential or commercial type work or both?
We do some light commercial. We're more residential.
It's good to get repeat customers. That's what we were talking about earlier with landscaping and stuff. It's good to have those repeat customers.
Definitely.
So I guess you do like most of them. You come in, you'll do a contract kind of thing where you'll service them in the spring or the fall. Or
as far as a maintenance program?
Yeah, a maintenance program kind of thing.
We do that two ways. We do have a maintenance program that we offer depending on type of systems and how many systems you have. We also do one-time services if you want us to come in and, you know, just go over it one time and give you a good full inspection for that seasonal maintenance.
Okay. Works both ways. Okay.
That's important to have that done. I mean, just riding it out till something happens is not the way to go with your air. I mean, you need to have somebody in there, somebody you can trust, a nice local company that you can trust to go in there. Because, I mean, if I went and looked at it, I wouldn't know what I was looking at.
Definitely. You don't want to wait too long to have somebody come take a look at it. Eventually end up costing you more. Mm-hmm. You know, if we can keep an eye on it as we progress throughout however long we mess with the system, catch problems quicker and address those issues so they don't cause something else to happen down the line.
I know on mine, when I bought the house from my brother and sister in 2007, the heating and air system had been in since 88, so it had been there a long time. And a friend of mine had a company then who was doing a lot of our work for our rental properties and all that, and he said, well, He said, might last another 10 years, and it might last to tomorrow. You got choices to make in life.
That's exactly right.
So went ahead and changed it out and have had no problem since. So apparently I'm on a good roll if it lasts over 10 years nowadays, is what they're telling me. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it seems I have had no issues at all. Mm. So, but it's... I don't know, I assume heating and air is like everything else now. It's hard to get units and parts and everything else because the supply lines are so kind of messed up right now. So,
definitely. We have definitely experienced some delays in getting able to get systems and everything due to the COVID going on and everything. But, you know, it, typically if we can get it ordered and get it into us, we can get it right on in. Typically it's we hopefully have something in stock as well that we can – use to put in somebody's house.
Okay. Now, you do York County, I assume, since that's in your name, but you do venture into Lancaster, Chester counties, or?
We do. We venture surrounding communities, Mecklenburg County, Lancaster County. We do go on out. I do know we've been out pretty far, close to Gaston. So we got a pretty good surrounding area that we do for people.
Like we were saying, it seems like heating and air places are like landscapers. They're popping up every week, but you're going strong, so that says a whole lot about your company.
Yes, sir. Been in, I think this company, we've been at 94 and been going strong since.
That's going to be my next question is how long you've been here, because I remember when it started, but I couldn't remember the exact year. I knew it had been a while.
1994,
wow. That's about the time you got a real job.
Yeah, about the time, yeah. Well, I don't know if I've had a real one. I had real fun at jobs. I'm lucky enough to have fun at my job, so that's good.
I used to, but now I'm getting to wonder.
Oh, he does.
I'm getting old and it's starting to hurt.
Old codger.
I understand that.
Well, it's 40 years.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back, and we'll continue talking to Mr. Michael with AirTech of York County.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. We're open Monday through Saturday with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Do it yourself or we'll do it for you. Come by for free professional advice on the best way to spruce up your yard. Or book your reservation and we'll do the professional designing and landscaping. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie at Southern Salads. Whether you're at the beach or on the boat, Southern Salads offers great picnic options. Deli sandwiches, salads, and four different types of barbecue. Southern Salads, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Now we're jamming. Matt's got us on the straight and narrow now.
He does a good job, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
He's got a future.
He keeps us straight. He ought to get a medal.
Featuring radio.
He ought to get a medal taking care of the two of us. But anyway.
Well, we might get together and give him something at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. At the awards banquet for the gardener's bench.
Hey, that's a nice
We'll have idea. Best sponsor, and we can have... best host, best co-host.
since we only got
best
two.
Producer. We can let people vote on it.
Now, what did you do last night?
I didn't do anything. I slept like a rock last night, but I did. I was telling Steve that his wife's cutting the heat on. We cut our air on about every night. I cut it down to about 65. It was only like 68 in my house because we cut it off during the day. And just get that little chill, get in bed, and feels good. So I'm one of the few people that wife agrees on the temperature. I know a lot of my friends are like,
well, we don't.
They like it hot or cold or whatever.
With Rhonda, years ago, she would freeze and I was burning up. And now with all the blood thinners and everything I'm on, I freeze and she burns up.
Yeah.
So I just don't even touch the thermostat anymore. I said, it's your thing. I just put on more clothes.
thermostats.
The air, frost hanging from the ceiling.
Thermostat's my thing. My wife bought me a shirt that says thermostat police. It's my thermostat at work and at home. So people, when we hire somebody new, I'm like, I bring him over there. So you see this? Don't touch it. It's mine.
You the man. You the man. Okay. Which I'm going to ask Mr. Michael a question about that now. She's adamant that she turns it down in the morning and turns it back up at evening when she gets home. I was always told just leave it alone and it's probably better on your system. Which one is true?
It all depends on what you're looking to do, okay? We tell people, or I tell people myself, you know, if you're home or if you're going to have somebody around the house all day, just leave it at one temperature. Running it up, running it down, especially if you're doing it real high, extreme temperatures and, you know, 6-7 degrees difference or something while you're not there, it's going to run longer when you get home. It's not only the air that you're trying to cool, you got to pull the heat back out of everything, walls, carpet, furniture, whatever's in that house is that temperature. So, you know, if you're at home, keep it one temperature. If you're going to be away, don't set it too crazy, you know.
Well, I think that's something that's been going on since people have been at home working. You know, they've obviously used the heat and air more than they have because, like I said, when we leave, I just turn it off during the day because we're not there. I don't even get kept back
but
for 10
hours. But when you get
home
and turn it on, it's going to have to work harder to heat it or cool it.
It doesn't fluctuate that. I mean, when it's in the summer, I don't cut it all the way off because it'd be horrible then. But my temperature doesn't fluctuate a lot in the house, especially this time of year. I mean, it's not doesn't move around too much.
He didn't help me out.
But I know.
I didn't either.
But I know, hey, I know people.
I'm not going to win that argument again.
People
tonight,
always told me. I was going to
say, you told me.
No, because I do different things with my thermostat.
I should have slipped even a little cash before we started.
I've heard people say that leave it on a certain temperature and it's better than, like you say, making it work harder certain parts of the day. But I mean, it's. Well, it's a machine. You know, some machines have problems. They break sometimes, and sometimes they don't break, but that's just one of those things.
Well, most of your units, tell me if I'm wrong on this, most of your units now are so efficient compared to the old ones that I'm not sure it makes a whole lot of difference. I just like to give her a hard time.
Yeah, they're extremely more efficient than what they used to be 20-something years ago when I started. So,
and I'm trying to remember. I'm getting old and can't remember yesterday, much
less anything.
But how many tons for how many square feet?
Well, you can't really go by that anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
That's an old school rule of thumb. These days, you have to actually look into your load calculations and make sure it's going to be correct because these days, houses are built different. They're much more tighter than what they used to be from even 20-something years ago. To say square footage per ton, that's an old school rule of thumb, and we don't really go by that anymore.
Well, I'm old.
Yeah, look at him, man.
I'm old.
If you really want to look at it, do 600 square foot per ton, but it's not going to help you out, especially the way things are done these days.
Well, one thing I don't understand, everybody's into these high cathedral ceilings and all that mess. Well, you got to heat that air.
That's correct.
And you got to cool that air.
That is correct.
And hot air rises, so all your heat's going to the top where nobody is.
See, that's where my thermostat is in my house. So it kind of gives you a false sense of, like in our bedroom, the ceilings are lower. So it gives you a false sense of the temperature. If that's trying to heat that big old room, it's going to be hotter over here. So you have to. It's like your irrigation system and all that. You got to go out there and play with it and see what's going to happen. And just because it says 72 there, don't mean 72 everywhere in the house.
That's correct.
whether it's still true that trees shading the house help on the power usage for the heat and air system, or is that bogus too?
No, that helps. That helps keep that roof a little bit cooler, and, you know, with that happening, you don't have as much heat load on that house happening. So.
And you can get your trees at Rolling Hills Nursery.
Of course, every day. Every day.
Yeah, that's true.
We're selling a lot of them right now, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, just remember on the backside of that, doing trees are there in the wintertime, too.
Yeah.
So it keeps your house a little bit cooler then, also.
Yep, that's true.
Huh.
So what's a peak time? I know our business has peak times of year. What's y'all's peak time of year when it just seems like you can't catch up with the summer?
Every Man, day right you, now.
Right now, every day right now. When the heat. Starting close to spring,
yeah.
we'll stay busy all the way up until around back end of winter. That's for
so
sure.
Air conditions, you say air conditioning is more important than heat for people technically, but it could be both, couldn't it?
It could be both.
Yeah.
It all depends.
Just depends on that day.
Mm. Well, it'd be a good time to get your air service right now before summer comes.
Definitely.
Because like you said, if you got parts you can't get, you don't want to be sitting there.
Well, you were just complaining about it still being winter.
I'm not complaining, but
we gotta have
my grass
first,
is.
Remember?
I think we're going to go straight on into some heat. Make a prediction again.
I really wish it warmed up a little bit and greened up this zoysia, because I'm tired of people calling me and saying my zoysia is dying.
Ours is trying to grow, so it's
that last little cold snap.
I'm glad our farm isn't up here.
It hurt mine bad.
Yeah.
It was coming on pretty good, and it just hit the brakes, got put on it. So, okay, Matthew, we'll be right back with Mr. Harris with Air Tech of York County.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Bayguard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into three easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
Okay, Matthew. I like that one. Anyway, he messed up my train of thought.
That's not too hard to do.
He's bound and down. It's not too hard anymore. It happens when you get older.
Bird flies by the window of it.
And you notice I said older, not old. There's a difference.
I hear
that,
you.
That mind is not my responsibility.
That's right. Go back to Rhonda again.
Hmm. I don't know. She wasn't real happy this morning. She wasn't really awake when I left, so I kind of.
Maybe she'd like to help me, Rhonda.
I kind of steer her around her when she'd like that. But she puts up with me, so she's got to be special. Yeah. Kind of like Teresa knew.
Since she left, she cut the heat off.
I don't know. The other night she cut it on, and I about fell out of the chair. Anyway, trying to get my grip what I was going to ask him. I had it all on. He messed me up with the song. Help me out here, buddy. That's your job.
Let me help him out. So you say you travel all over York County is who you service, and a little bit outside of York County. Is there one thing that when you go up to a system that you look at first to that you know? I mean, if you go to all these houses over and over, there's got to be some common thing that breaks sometime, I guess, isn't it? Or,
for our regular customers, yes. We know their houses a little better.
Yeah.
And we do have, you know, even though we have a certain way that we're doing our maintenance is, so that we see everything in one fluid motion.
Yeah.
There may be some things that we know in the houses that are different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do look for those also and make sure that they're taken care of.
Yeah. So. Are y'all a train dealer? Or who? What? Which one do y'all do?
We are a train and Tempstar dealer.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So.
I don't know much about it, but it seemed like Train is, they beat their name in there.
Train's been around a long time.
Train name's been around for a long time. For sure.
Long as I can remember, anyway. Mm. Yeah. It's now, you do much new installation, or are you just servicing existing installations, or?
Company as a whole?
Yeah.
Yes, we do a lot of new installation, a lot of rough ends, a lot of change outs, a lot of servicing. You know, diagnostic and maintenance-wise.
Well, I know some companies specialize more in new construction than existing construction, but y'all do it all.
We do it all.
That's a good thing. I got involved a little bit in some commercial deals with our church, and that's a whole different ball game.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know much to start with. I knew a lot less when I got done. But it's... There are a lot of companies that won't do any. Well, one of them won't do commercial. Our churches, they say they're commercial. They won't do them at all. Yeah,
Some of those units are giant. I mean,
we put a
crane thing to get it on the roof, or I mean, move it around.
We put four 10-ton units on the back of the Family Life Center, and they had to put two 15-ton units up in the attic of the sanctuary.
Yeah.
They had to tear out the ceiling. And they hoist them up there. That thing's heavy.
They are, that's for sure.
They were going to replace one of them, and the guy told me, he said, well, they were put up here in 1996. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah. I said, well, why not replace both of them? Well, you got it all tore out.
Yeah.
I think the second one was $25,000.
They threw that in for $25,000.
The unit wasn't that much. It was tearing all that mess out. It cost you a fortune. And they had to bring it up two flights of stairs before they could get it in the room to go up in the attic. I won't even be here today. Y'all do that because that hurt me to watch you. But it was, it's done a good job. So, and if it lasts another 25 years, I won't have to worry about it. Somebody else's problem.
There you go.
But it's, now that commercial we were listening to, you said you'd never heard before, but it was kind of cute, wasn't it?
How about that?
You're talking about dust and something else, wasn't it? I don't remember. Yeah. But do y'all go in and clean out the ducts and all that, or is that a waste of time?
We don't clean out the ducts. That's typically some other company that's going to go out there and do that. And it all depends on what kind of ducts you have. You know, if you've got flex ducts or duct board as a trunk line or something, you're not going to want to try to clean those. You're just going to tear them up. If you're looking at something like that and your duct system's old enough that it needs to be cleaned, it's probably about time to start looking at changing it anyway.
Okay. So. I know in the past some companies have claimed that was their thing, that they cleaned the ducts, and I didn't see much need in it myself. But
Now metal ducts you can clean. That's not a problem. So.
And mine are metal ducts. Or they were. I guess they still are.
I hope they changed overnight.
Let's put it that way. I don't have time to check on people anymore like you used to. But anyway,
okay. Is Freon still used for
refrigerant?
Yeah,
refrigerant still used. It's a different style of refrigerant.
Yeah,
used to it was R12 and R22, and now it's R410A. So, you know, it's changed over the years, of course, to be much more efficient refrigerant. Mm-hmm. They say so.
You know, I like the word there, they say.
Yeah. We all go by what they say.
I'm not sure what they say is always right.
Who they are.
Yep.
I used to always see that. It was always I mean, that's pretty expensive stuff, I guess. Is it still? expensive? Well,
R410A and as expensive as R22.
Okay.
You know, R22 has been phased out, and pretty much working whatever's on the market's on the market.
Yeah.
So R410A replaced that a while back, and of course we're flooded with the market on that. So it's quite a bit cheaper because it's everywhere. You know,
yeah. So. Supply and demand. Supply and demand.
I know up at the church, the problem on some of those units, they were so old, they couldn't get parts for them anymore, and they were very inefficient. So just by replacing them, we figured in the first 3 years, we'd probably save enough to almost pay for them.
More than likely.
I mean, but after you've been in a family life center, that's a big building.
That's true. I mean, when you're sitting there, that thing just running a lot, and probably could have run half the time, did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of energy.
I'm trying to think what they... I don't remember now, but anyway. And all these new thermostats they got, they need to go back to the old ones. I'm not smart enough to use them.
Well, I guess they're on your phone and stuff now. You can do apps and do your heat and air down, up and down. And
yeah, you can. My wife used to get mad at me about that sometimes because I used to actually mess with it, showing customers how to use it. And middle of summertime, I'd be over on the app telling a customer how to use it, and it turns the heat on. Yeah, so I understand where y'all are about somebody getting mad about the thermostat. That's funny.
I'd play with it too much if I had it on the phone.
But they got some of them. They're awful complicated for a little peon like me, but I'm not going to do it on my phone. You can get
that. You just like me. You got to use it to do it. It's probably not that hard. You just have to.
You'd be amazed how many different styles there are out there. That's for sure.
I probably wouldn't because nothing amazes me much anymore. But I mean, they've come up with something for everything almost, it seems like. But I know one problem, I was going to mention this too, one problem we have on the landscaping side is for some reason everybody wants to block off their air conditioning unit.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that's a no-no. And I keep telling them, not only are you going to cost you more money when you got to get it fixed because you got to tear this stuff out, or it's going to clog up your system. And
you get air movement around it, don't you?
You got to have air movement. And,
they have a minimum that we need to keep around the units to keep the air flowing through it so it'll work as efficiently as it should. A lot of people got a lot of shrubs, a lot of plants, fences they put up around it. It can be difficult on people to work on it. It can be difficult on the unit itself because it might not have enough airflow coming back through it the way it needs to. So
that's a good point.
You know, if you could keep that off of there a little bit more, that'd be great.
Dust is how Air Tech ties into the gardener's bench. Shrubs and stuff near your air conditioner.
That's it.
Don't plant them near there. We'll be right back after this message.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie at Southern Salads. Whether you're at the beach or on the boat, Southern Salads offers great picnic options. Deli sandwiches, salads, and four different types of barbecue. Southern Salads, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
And summer, we're back to the gardener's bench. As I said earlier, we're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on Facebook Live and 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Okay, Mr. Rector, why is my Zoysia still yellow? Everybody calls me every day wanting to know why their Zoysia is still yellow.
Why is my Zoysia dead?
It's not dead. It went from green back to yellow.
One of my guys was on the phone yesterday talking to somebody. He says, we're trying to wake it up. We are trying to wake it up, but we already put the fertilizer on it. And I think you may have too. But
the fertilizer on it.
Problem is the temperature has just got to get in the 60s at night and 80s during the day. And you'll see it's going to turn like in 1 week's time, it'll turn and just be looking good. But it don't like this 40 degrees in the morning. I do, but it doesn't.
No.
You still need to be keeping it low. Cut it down low. Bermuda or Zoysia, either one, and just get it ready because it'll take off. I remember last year, seemed like we did this last year a little bit, or a year before.
That was last year.
And once it started growing, people were having to mow it twice a week. It was like, it's going to get its growth in. It's just going to be in a shorter amount of time. So now I hope it does, because like I said, we've been struggling at the farm to get our grass to green up and take off. But I did hear that we're going to be starting to cut some of our Zoysias this later next week. So that's a good sign. So it's like I said, Neches, South Carolina, look it up. It's like 45 minutes below Columbia on 321. The temperature does get warmer down there than it does here. So
quite a bit.
It's a good thing. So I'm glad.
Quite a bit warmer. Now, from what I'm hearing, even the Bermudas are kind of slow coming out. So
any warm season. And poor centipede is probably the one that's struggling the most of all of them.
Yeah, it doesn't like cold much, period.
St. Augustine's another one we have, but the grasses, they just don't cut. When you cut and sod, you have to dig up under there about an inch on the roots, and if it's not growing, it almost kind of doesn't stay together good.
Fall apart.
Yeah. And it's very aggravating to lay the grass. Is one reason we don't sell St. Augustine or centipede till later.
Don't see much St. Augustine up here.
No,
anyway.
not too much, really.
We did a little bit of it years ago, but I guess in the last 20 years, I don't remember doing a single yard.
Nah.
Now, back in the 90s and 2000s, seemed like we did a good bit of centipede.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we've done much centipede in the last...
I sold a lot of centipede when I first started, 20, about 15 years ago, but it's kind of... Centipede's kind of faded off. It had this weird... I think what happened is it got a fungus in it in the fall, and it just declined over the years. And
they used to call it centipede decline and said they didn't know what caused it, but it was a fungus, pretty sure.
Sat in there all winter and hurt it.
It'd be gorgeous. It'd go dormant. When it came out in the spring, you'd lose half the yard. It just sort of disappeared.
Yeah, you'd almost always have to replace some of centipede here and there.
And then... what company was it? It had the Centiseed.
Yeah.
Wanted everybody to see them.
That's very hard to grow. Oh, I mean, Bermuda's one thing. There are some centipede seed and Zoysia seeds on the market, but they are very difficult to grow.
The centipede seeds are so tiny.
Yeah, well,
it's
they are
hard
very,
to put out.
You can put it in your hand. Blow it out. It's so small.
We always put them in a spreader with sand and everything else, trying to get a uniform coverage, and it was difficult.
I never liked that because, I mean, to me, the sand, you don't know where the seed is, the sand is, and all that stuff.
That's the only way you can get it out, though.
You can use one of those over-the-shoulder spreaders. It's probably the best thing to do, but it's still – then you're standing up in the air, and the wind will blow that seed around, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Now, Zoysia seed, we've done a couple with that, but I – I'm not so sure about that. I mean,
and that's this cool weather's holding up seeding too. So I mean, it's you're gonna have to wait on into June probably to get some seed to grow. I usually say Memorial Day, so we're still
right, a couple there. Weeks away.
They could warm up 2 weeks away, really.
Hard to believe we're mid-May right now, isn't it?
Yeah, today's the 15th.
Yeah, we still got people bringing in cold damage plants. So, you know, what was I looking at yesterday that got popped and I didn't realize it? Some Japanese maple seeds.
Oh, really?
Some little small ones.
How's yours doing in what? The front?
Oh,
your
it's
Japanese
fine.
Maple.
It's fine.
Oh, the big back, one? The big one.
It's still brown.
It's hurt.
It's still brown.
It's still angry.
But,
why did you not put a sheet over me?
It looks like somebody painted the top of it, but it's brown and the rest of it's green.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's starting to, if it warms up, it'll
come take
back
a little
out,
while. You know. They don't grow very fast, do they?
No, that's extremely slow. But back to my grass now. I've still got some, even though I've sprayed it, I got some weeds in there, but I think most of them are winter weeds that if it ever warms up, they'll go away.
The weeds are hanging on. I mean,
so you need to bring some warm weather to get rid of my weeds.
Poana and all these weeds are just clinging on. So they.
Poana's just bad stuff, and when it gets hot, it generally goes away, but it comes back with a vengeance.
Yeah, the only good thing about the cool weather, I guess the crabgrass has had a bad year, struggling. So if you still haven't done your pre-emergent, you're lucky right now. Let's come get a bag today. Carolina Fresh, we're open 8 to 2. Lots of fine young men there will carry your bag out to your car. They better.
Old York
Road. If they don't carry it out there, you better call me and tell me.
You need to go to work and make sure they carry it out there.
I carry it out there, too.
No, not you carry it. Make sure they carry it
I do it,
out.
Too. If I do it, they can do it. So.
That's right. Anyway, it's what I'm trying to. Oh, yesterday, I had two people come in with leaf gall on camellias. Now, that's something that's been around forever. I mean, as long as I can remember, you've had it. That some years, you might go 7-8 years and never see any, then one year all of a sudden you got it. We think a lot of it's caused to the high humidity from all the rain and all that, but there is a gall that gets on azaleas too, but there's no cure for them, and your leaf gets real distorted, and instead of paper thin, it'll probably be 1/4 inch thick and kind of look kind of weird looking, and need to cut them off, put them in a bag, put them in the trash. Get rid of them. Don't throw them on the ground because the spores will come up and get them again.
Well, these different weather patterns will cause different things to happen.
That's it. I had a gentleman yesterday asking about the cankerworms. You remember all the banding and all that stuff?
Problem.
Hadn't seen one in a while, but I suspect they'll be back.
Goes through a cycle.
Yeah, we did all the banding thing, and that took out a lot of the females climbing the trees.
Yep.
And then some of the arborists were spraying the trees and getting rid of them. Because they didn't get, everybody thought they got on their dogwoods and the crepe myrtles, and they didn't. What they did, they got on the oaks and the maples and fell down onto the dogwoods. And then.
All right, we're headed to another break. We'll be right back.
Mr. Brother told me a secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass, and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any.
This is Benny Itter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. We're open Monday through Saturday with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Do it yourself or we'll do it for you. Come by for free professional advice on the best way to spruce up your yard. Or book your reservation and we'll do the professional designing and landscaping. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell?
but they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
We're jamming this morning. Matthew's on a roll.
Yeah.
Trying to get us fired up. Been a long week.
Fired up.
Been a long week. Anyway, what's some of your unique questions you've gotten this week?
Oh, I know, man. You get them. Unique questions. Oh, well, here's one. I should have brought that list I've got at the store, but a lot of people want to know the difference between annual grass, perennial rye, annual rye, and like regular fescue. So you're, basically your annual rye is what it means. It's just like Steve used to sell plants, annuals. I sell some. It only lives 1 year, and it will not come back. Now, the annual rye is a wider blade. It's not very dark. It comes up very quick. It'd grow in the parking lot if it had enough water out there. And all these landscapers just have it growing in the back of their trucks, because if they had a bag in there, seed would go in there.
Well, you usually put it out in the winter.
You put it out in the winter, yeah.
Your brown grass is green.
Yeah, all these seeds. You do that over top of Azolla Bermuda or something like that. But you probably want to do perennial rye. It's a lower growing, darker looking grass. It's doesn't have a lot of weed seed in it and stuff. It's a good quality grass. And do it kind of lightly. If you do it heavy over the top of Bermuda Azolla, it can actually hurt like this time of year when it's trying to. Bermuda's trying to come out. Zoysia, it can harm it a little bit, knock it back from coming out. So 1 year I did our hill out there. I wanted it to be green in the winter, so I put a bunch of perennial rye out there, and it looked awesome. But then this time of year, I was like, oh, man, this is hurting that Bermuda. And probably had to go through the whole month of June. That Bermuda was just, it looked like dirt up there. I fertilized it, and it came back out of the ground again. Luckily for Bermuda, you can't really kill it. Good thing, but And then your regular fescue is just something that's going to live, you know, all the time. Oh, I'm sorry. Go back to perennial rye. Every year, a little bit of it will come back, but not 100% of it come back. So, but then your fescue is something that can live year after year after you plant it. So just depending on the care of it, fertilizing, and how the summer is, and watering and all that stuff.
Your fescue is pretty high maintenance.
So. Yeah. It is very
high. You got to oversee.
You need an irrigation system to really have a successful successful fescue lawn. And not that you need to run it all the time. You know, I've ran my irrigation system maybe once or twice this year. But when we get into summer, it's going to need some help. So
that's my problem. I won't say his name because you know him, but one of my landscapers called yesterday. Well, the magnolia I planted is drooping a little bit, but I've been watering it every day. You know better. You don't water anything every day. More or less often is probably the key word there. But
it makes the plant dig, makes the roots go deeper looking for water, and makes
you
it more
want
healthy.
The roots deep. Yeah. That's the biggie. I don't know.
Just like your kids, you don't do everything for them when they get older. You got to figure it out on their own. So, all right, what's a unique question for you over there at Rolling Hills?
We've gotten some kind of stated art here lately. It's the best one. The lady called me and she wanted a evergreen crepe myrtle that blooms from March to September. Trouble is, it doesn't exist.
Boy, if you could come up with that.
Or we'd be millionaires. And she got mad at me.
Oh, wow.
It seemed like you'd want to make your customers happy. And it hung up on me. I've been getting hung up on a lot here lately. I don't know what's going on.
Y'all be nice to Steve.
I'm nice. They're not nice to me. And I'm not telling them what they want
to
hear.
The phone very politely. Every time I answer the phone.
And they got the biggie, I think I mentioned a little bit last week, or maybe the week before anyway. Everybody's asking about annuals and perennials and evergreens and deciduous and biennials. And you don't see many biennials around here. They're usually plants that take two growing cycles to mature. And
yeah,
then
I didn't even know that a couple of weeks ago. You said
then they
about
die
that.
And they come back from
before.
Seed, so yeah. They come back on their own. But you're not going to get a perennial that acts like an annual. Annuals are, like you say, on annual rise, one season and done, and you can get a lot of vibrant colors and a whole lot of cool things. Your begonias, marigolds, all that stuff are annuals. But your perennials are going to grow a certain time of the season, die down in the winter and come back in the spring. Right now, we grew some more peonies than we ever have this year and some different cool varieties, and they're just starting to show color. But we've already sold half of them before they started blooming just because apparently nobody else has got any. So, and it's all the perennials. We sold out everything we had, went on a buying spree and bought a bunch in. Now in another 3-4 weeks, we're going to have some more of our stuff ready. But people buying it before it's ready. So I don't know what I'm going to do when the time comes. You know. But I'm not worried about it. If you want it, you can have it.
Well, you brought it there to sell it, didn't you?
That's it. That's the whole idea. Yeah. And it's the biggie right now, we pulled 5 plants out in front of our house. I need something there. Well, how tall you want to get it? Well, I don't know. Well, is it sun or shade? I don't know. Well, you need to kind of get a plan a little bit.
Yeah.
The basics is whether it's in the sun or shade. It's just like I had a lady last week claiming her zoysia wasn't doing well. Well, come find out it's under 3 oak trees. Mm-hmm. It's not going to do it. Or mine didn't anyway.
It's different. You know, a lot of people's yards, the front yard does better than the back. So you just had to put the right grass or shrubs or in the right places. So.
Got Emerald and Myers in mine. I guess, is the Myers one takes more sun?
They both will live in sun. I mean,
or shade.
They both will handle shade, really. But it's, like I say, I know the front and back of your house are two different atmospheres almost. Where the sun hits it in the morning, one's afternoon.
Yeah.
A lot of differences.
Seems like the west side does better than the rest of the sun, but anyway.
And what we learned today is do not plant a bunch of bushes around your air conditioner, please. No.
That ain't be
or
a problem.
Fence or whatever.
Okay, good. I hear the music there this time, so stay tuned and we'll be right back to the party. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indiana. Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
We're going to get Matthew a part-time job as a DJ, aren't we?
Everybody's working on the weekend.
We can sign him up.
Rolling Hills Nursery, 9-3 today. Carolina Fresh, 8-2. Come out there. We're here working. Matt's working. Gorgeous day outside. Get out there.
If everybody comes out today that said they were, we're going to be awful busy. So
I put in another plug for the farmer's market out there at Legal Remedy. I saw him out there today. My wife's over there now grabbing some things.
Your wife lives there.
She bought some gorgeous flowers last week, big old lily type things that weren't open, and gave them to my mom and grandma for
Mother's Day.
And this week they opened up, and they were like, man, they were
awesome.
16 inches wide to bloom on that thing. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of stuff over there. Fruits, vegetables, meats. Hey, I think they got eggs over there, too, maybe.
You were asking, most of our, the azaleas have finished blooming now, encores and the regular ones. A few of them may have a flower popped out here and there.
Yeah.
The bulk of it's gone. Now, the satsukis, which are the dwarfer ones, and they're later blooming, they're blooming heavy right now. You mentioned gumbo. That's a type of satsuki.
Yeah.
Hygeza, amygdala, there's a bunch of them that we grow. And I like them because they do bloom in May when the others have quit.
Yeah, what else is blooming now? Is that a good time for?
Drift roses, knockout roses have started blooming now.
Is that Loropetalum?
Loropetalum ain't quite started yet. Yeah. It should.
It's a little pink.
Well, it's pink, different shades of pink, and then there's even one with a red. But they should have been blooming by now, but they kind of started and stopped because of the weather.
Everything's dragging a little bit.
Everything's based on weather. Your hydrangeas usually start 1st of June, but with these cold nights, it might be like last year.
Well, I've seen some in my neighborhood, but like I said, it's on the good side of the house where it's getting heat, and they're blooming some. That's a good plant.
Yeah, we've got the knockout and the strawberry ice and some of the panna coladas, the new ones that everybody's gone crazy about. But if they would bloom, they would really go crazy.
My knockouts have bloomed a little bit. They get total afternoon. The only sun they get is really afternoon. They don't really get enough where I got them. So
the knockouts are blooming pretty good right now. The big thing on the knockouts, if you need to cut them back every winter, and if you don't, then they're not going to bloom as well.
Well, and roses like to be cut, don't they? That's what a lot of people are scared to cut them, but to have really good roses, you got to clip them and don't be scared to cut them.
The drift, you don't have to do much to. Mm-hmm. You can shape them because they don't get really out of control anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But your knockouts, you need to bring them down every year or not. I've seen them get 10, 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
They claimed they wouldn't get over 4 feet tall when they first came out, but Conrad Plowler lied.
My neighbor has some, and they were about 4 or 5 foot tall, and I said, cut it down to there. He's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, cut that thing. So it'll be about that tall end of the summer.
Uh-huh, and then you have a lot more blooms if you cut it. Crepe myrtles got popped pretty hard by the freeze. We had more damage on ours than we thought we did. And one lady get mad at me, said, yours look just like mine. I said, well.
Hey, I got a crepe myrtle question. Is there any way to stop those shoots coming from the bottom on a crepe myrtle?
Nope.
Just other than clipping them?
Just keep cutting them off. Now, as they get bigger, you shouldn't have to do it.
Yeah.
But when they're young, that's just a survival technique. And
I know sometimes if there's damage on them, you'll see more like coming up from the bottom or something.
But, and some varieties do it worse than others.
Yeah. But
there's so many of them out now. It's unbelievable how many crepe myrtles.
There's a lot of bush. There's some bush type and tree type and all that kind of stuff.
They've added a ton of them to the market now.
What colors you got out there?
Oh, white, pink, red, lavender.
Mm-hmm. I got a lavender purple one. I got it from you on the corner of my house. It looks pretty good.
Probably Muskogee, that's the one we carry. Mm-hmm. We brought in some liners last year. Dynamite's a red.
Mm-hmm.
Red Rocket's another red. And Pink Velour's the third one that Dr. Whitcomb out in Minnesota came up with 20 years ago. And he was pretty shrewd. He didn't patent them because your patent only lasts 20 years.
Yeah.
But you trademark them. They last forever.
There you go.
So he trademarked his, so he gets 25 cents for every liner sold in the country.
Man.
Yeah. And has for 20 years, and we'll get it from now on. So
it's good.
But they're a little bit dwarfer varieties. Don't grow quite as fast, but awesome colors. And it's probably going to be either this fall or next year for their syllables. So.
I hear you.
Anyway.
I hear Poke Salad Annie coming up.
Is that what it is? Poke Salad Annie? Okay. We'll be right back to end up this edition of the Gardener's Bench. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a wicked on a chain gang, a mean, vicious woman.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie at Southern Salads. Whether you're at the beach or on the boat, Southern Salads offers great picnic options. Deli sandwiches, salads, and four different types of barbecue. Southern Salads, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
They would light you up. And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're going to finish up this edition and get back to work. Did you tell me if you were working today?
I'm working today, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be there.
Sometimes he works and sometimes he doesn't. And sometimes
rumor,
he's just there whether he works or not.
There's a rumor going around and we got pine needles. So.
Really?
I'm going to tell you.
I hadn't heard that rumor.
You better get out there if you want some. And I want to say hello to the Home Builders Association. I played in a little golf tournament they had Thursday afternoon and met a lot of old friends and met some new ones out there. So I had a good time over at Springfield. And the home builders are going through some of the same aches and pains we are. So two companies from Newport out there, Carter Lumber and Builder Center, was out there. So another local businesses that are doing very good right now.
We used to buy a lot from Carter Lumber back in the 80s because they were the only thing out here.
Yeah.
On our side of town, that was
the country. There wasn't nothing out there except the DMV.
You had Lowe's was over on Albright Road, and there's a place called Wicks Building Materials across the road from them. And then
City Builders downtown.
Ace Builders downtown. Yes, City Builders and a couple others, but there weren't too many options back then. But your prices were a whole lot better than they are now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But anyway.
You going to be at work today?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to work every day. Unlike you, I don't take time off. But we're going to have a beautiful week this week, it looks like. It's still going to be kind of cool, the first part of it. And I guess we're ready to wrap it up after that because I'm ready to get back to work.
Yeah, we got a lot of – I hope we see a lot of people out there today. Put out your pre-emergent if you hadn't done it yet, and come get your pine needles today.
Also, you need to be, if you hadn't, you should have already fertilized your shrubs.
Yep.
But this cool weather is kind of like your grass. It's not too late. So. And,
all right.
Anyway, we'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench, brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench with Steve Krupp and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.
South Carolina's most honored radio station, News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill, W261 CY Rock Hill, the voice of York County,
an OTS media station.